Will you please turn again to Philippians chapter 3?
请我们再一次翻开腓立比书第三章。
We'll read verse 10 and verse 11.
我们要读第十和十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
腓立比书第三章十和十一节。
To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if any way I arrive at the out resurrection from among the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
May we have some prayer.
请我们再一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
as we gathered here this morning,
今天早晨当我们在这里聚集，
we want to thank thee for being so gracious to us.
我们要感谢你向我们如此的施恩。
Thou hast led us through the last few days.
你在过去的几天引领我们。
And thou hast brought us to this hour.
你也带领我们到今天这个时刻。
It is all thy mercy and grace.
这都是由于你的怜悯和恩典。
For which we are most thankful.
为此我们何等的感恩。
We do praise and thank thee that thou dost gather us again this morning.
我们为着今天早晨你再召聚我们在你面前感谢赞美你。
We know that our heart's desire is to reveal thy son to us.
我们知道你心中的盼望乃是将你的儿子启示在我们里面。
We pray that thou will remove any veil that may be upon our hearts.
我们求你除去在我们心中可能有的一切遮蔽和帕子。
That the light of thy countenance may shine upon us.
好叫你的面光能够照在我们里面。
That we may see the glory of the Lord today.
好使我们今天得见我们主的荣耀。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
our desire, our longing is to know you.
我们心中的盼望和渴慕乃是要认识你。
We want to know the power of your resurrection.
我们盼望认识你复活的大能。
We are willing to have fellowship with your sufferings.
我们愿意在你的苦难中与你交通。
And Lord, we do want to be conformed to thy death.
主啊，我们也实在愿意被磨成你的死。
Knowing that there is a glorious out resurrection waiting for us.
因为我们知道有一个荣耀的复活等候我们。
Dear Lord, we pray that thou will not allow us to draw back.
亲爱的主，我们求你不许可我们后退。
We pray that thou will enable us to press on towards the goal.
我们求你帮助我们能够向着标杆直跑。
Until that day when we shall see thee face to face.
直到那一日我们与你面对面相会。
And there we will worship and serve thee forever.
在那里我们要敬拜并永永远远地侍奉你。
Hear our cry.
垂听我们的呼求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
为着今天早晨，神再召聚我们，我们感谢神。
I think by this time, we will know this key verse by heart.
我相信在今天我们都能够从心里面记得这一次的主题经文。
This is the passion of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗里面的一个爱慕。
How he longed to know Christ.
他何等渴慕来认识基督。
On the road to Damascus, he was met by Christ.
在到大马色的路上，他被基督遇见。
And this Christ has captured his heart.
而这位基督掳掠了，俘虏了他的心。
The more he knows him, the more he wants to know him.
他越多认识他，他就越发的渴慕要认识更多的认识他。
So he cried out, "Oh, that I may know him."
所以他在这里呼喊说，使我认识基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We thank the Lord that we do know him.
我们感谢主，我们实在认识了他。
But this knowledge of him should increase within our hearts a desire to know him more.
但是对他的这个知识，应该在我们心里面增加，并且创造出一个渴慕，更多来认识他。
May this passion fill each one of us.
愿这个爱慕充满我们每一个人。
If we really have this hunger and thirst after him,
若是我们真有这样如饥如渴的来追求他，
we know that this is exactly what God wants to do towards us.
我们才会明白，这正是神要向着我们所做的工作。
Because it is the good pleasure of the Father to reveal his Son in us.
因为这乃是父所喜悦的，将他的爱子启示在我们里面。
So wherever he should find anyone whose heart is one with him.
所以当我们看见有任何一个人的心与他合一的时候，
that his heart desire to know Christ.
就是他的心渴慕要认识基督。
How it pleases the Father's heart.
这叫父的心得着何等样的喜悦。
And how he will reveal his Son in us.
他要如何的更多的将他的儿子启示给我们。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
as Paul longed for knowing Christ,
当保罗在这里渴慕要认识基督，
and we find because of this how much he did know Christ.
所以我们在这里看见，因着如此，他如何的认识了基督。
And we firmly believe that this will be the same with us.
我们确信这对我们也是一样的。
Because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为我们的神是永不改变的，昨日、今日，直到永远都是一样的。
In the morning, we share together especially on knowing Christ in his death.
在早晨我们一同交通到在基督的死里面来认识他。
We know that the death of Christ is a mystery.
我们知道基督的死乃是一个奥秘。
How can Christ, who abides forever, die?
我们永活的基督，他怎么可能会死呢？
How can the originator of life die?
那生命的源头起始者怎么可能死呢？
How can God, the Son of God, ever die?
神的儿子怎么可能会死呢？
This is a great mystery in the universe.
这是在宇宙中最大的奥秘。
As a matter of fact,
事实上，
even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在没有创立世界以前，
God has already decided that his Son should be the Lamb.
神已经确定了他的儿子要成为羔羊。
And from the foundation of the world,He is the Lamb slain.
他是在 没有创立世界以前就被杀的羔羊。
Because God knows everything.
因为神知道万有。
Out of His love, He created the universe.
在他那完全的爱中，他创造了宇宙万有。
Out of His love, He created man.
从他的爱中，他创造了人。
He gave the whole creation to His Son.
他将所有的受造赐给他的爱子。
Especially man, He gave to His Son as His greatest gift.
特别是人，他将人赐给他的爱子作为一个特别的礼物。
And yet He knows beforehand.
然而他在他预先知道
that this man whom He created will rebel against Him.
他所创造的人将要背叛他。
This man that He loves so much will fall into sin.
他如此爱的这个人将要堕落进到罪中。
And the wages of sin is death.
而罪的工价乃是死。
So how could God solve this dilemma?
所以神如何来解决这个谜题，这个困境呢？
On the one hand, He is the just God.
从一面来说，他是公义的神。
He must do justly.
他必须行公义。
The soul that sinned must die.
凡是犯罪的就必要死。
And yet on the other hand,
但是另一面，
God is love.
神乃是爱。
And He does not want anyone to perish.
他不愿意任何一个人沉沦。
He wants everyone to be a precious gift to His beloved Son.
他盼望每一个人都成为一个宝贵的礼物归给他的儿子。
How can God solve this problem?
神如何来解决这个问题呢？
In order to do that, He sent His beloved Son into this world.
为要解决这个问题，他就差遣他的儿子到世上来。
God cannot die.
神不可能死。
Therefore, God must come to be a man.
所以神必须要作为人来到世上。
The one, the man who knows no sin,
那一个不知罪的那一个人，
can die for us sinners.
他能够为我们罪人而死。
That we might be the righteousness of God.
好使我们成为神的义。
So we know that our Lord Jesus,
所以我们知道我们的主耶稣，
His very purpose of coming into this world is to die.
他来到世上的那一个唯一的目的就是受死。
He died that we may live.
他死了，好叫我们可以活着。
What love is behind this?
在这背后是何等样的爱？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
whenever we think of the death of our Lord Jesus,
当我们思想到我们主耶稣的死的时候，
whenever we survey the cross,
当我们来思想注视十字架的时候，
our hearts are melted,
我们的心就融化了。
That He should love so much us who are such great sinners,
他竟然爱罪人如我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
His death is a great mystery.
他的死是一个极大的奥秘。
His death is an all-compassing death.
他的死是一个包含万有的死。
His death solves all the problems in the world.
他的死解决了世上所有的问题。
His death is different from all other deaths.
他的死和所有其他的死是不同的。
Because His death is an atoning death.
因为他的死乃是救赎的死。
By His death, not only we human beings are being restored, reconciled to God.
借着他的死，不仅我们人类能够被恢复，并且与神和好了。
Even the whole creation will be reconciled to the fullness of God.
甚至所有受造的万物都将要被恢复，并且和好，进入神一切的丰富。
His death is to be remembered.
他的死应该被纪念。
And that's the reason why we remember the Lord at His table.
这是为什么我们在主的桌子面前来纪念他。
It is not a ritual, a formality.
这不是一个仪文或者形式。
He knows our frame.
他知道我们的本相。
In spite of the great love that He has bestowed upon us.
不论他为我们，他赐给我们何等大的爱。
He knows how ungrateful we are.
他仍然知道我们是何等的不知感恩。
How forgetful we are.
我们何等的健忘。
And because He loves us so deeply.
因为他如此深的爱我们。
He does not want us to forget Him.
他不希望我们忘记他。
He wants us to remember Him.
他要我们来纪念他。
So He commands us.
所以他命令我们。
To remember Him.
来纪念，在桌子面前来纪念他。
To remember how He shed His blood for the remission of our sins.
来纪念他为着救赎赎我们的罪，他流血。
How He has His body broken that we might be made whole.
他的身体裂开，使我们得以完全。
That we may be reconciled to God our Father.
我们可以与神我们的父和好。
It is a command.
这是一个命令。
A command of love.
是一个爱的命令。
He wants us to remember His death.
他要我们来纪念他的死。
Because His death means so much to us.
因为他的死对我们是何等丰富的意义。
2000 years ago,
在2000年以前,
He was crucified on the cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
This is a fact.
这是一个事实。
2000 years ago,
2000年前,
there on the cross, He accomplished the work of redemption.
在十字架上, 他完成了救赎的工作。
2000 years ago, His death has solved all our problems.
2000年前，他的死已经解决了我们一切的问题。
Therefore, before He passed away, He shouted, "It is finished."
所以在他断气以前，主呼喊说，成了。
The work of redemption is finished.
救赎的工作已经完成了。
You cannot add anything to it.
我们不能在其上加任何的东西。
And you should not take anything away from it.
我们也不能从其中减去任何的事情。
His death is a fact.
他的死是一个事实。
The value of his death is eternal.
他的死的价值乃是永远的。
It never changes because of time or space.
他不因着时空而有改变。
It never changes because of you or me.
它也不因着你和我而有任何的改变。
His cross is a fact.
它的十字架乃是一个事实。
Him crucified is a fact.
它被钉十字架是一个事实。
And the effect of his crucifixion is eternal.
而它钉十字架的那个果效乃是永远的。
The value never changes.
它的价值永不改变。
This is the eternal truth.
这乃是永远的真理。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
The cross is eternal.
十架乃是永远的。
Those who live before the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
那些生活在主耶稣钉十架以前时代的人。
They look forward to the cross.
他们向前看，仰望十字架。
And they live.
所以他们就活了。
We who live after crucifixion.
我们这些活在主钉十字架以后的人。
We look back to the cross.
我们回头来仰望十字架。
And as we look, we live.
当我们望的时候，我们就活了。
Because his death has eternal value.
因为他的死有永远的价值。
This is the foundation of our faith.
这乃是我们信心的根基。
This is the foundation upon which we stand, we are saved, and we are built up.
这是我们所站立的根基，我们得救和被建立的根基。
We say this is the truth.
我们说这乃是真理。
The objective truth.
这是客观的真理。
What do you mean by objective truth?
这个客观是什么意思呢？
It means that it is something that is done outside of you and me.
它的意义乃是有一件事在你我之外被完成了。
It is not something that we have done.
这不是我们所做成的一些事。
It is something that God has done in Christ for us.
这乃是神在基督里为我们所完成的事情。
And it is finished.
而它已经完成了。
This is the ground on which we stand.
这乃是我们所站立的那个根基。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
just to know the objective truth is not enough.
仅仅认识那客观的真理还是不够的。
Just to believe that 2,000 years ago Christ died on the cross is not enough.
仅仅相信在2000年前主耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死了还是不够的。
It is enough for God.
对神来讲是足够的。
But so far as we are concerned,
但是就着我们而言，
it is not enough.
它还是不够的。
Because this objective truth,
因为这个客观的真理，
which is true,
它确实是真的，
which never changes,
它永不改变，
and yet this truth has to become our subjective experience.
但是这个真理必须要成为我们主观的经历。
This death of our Lord Jesus,
我们主耶稣基督的这个死，
that happened 2,000 years ago,
在2000年前所发生的事情，
has to become real in us today.
必须要今天在我们身上变得真实。
His death is our death.
他的死是我们的死。
And unless this happened,
除非这发生了，
then you'll find he may have done everything for us.
那我们可能可以发现他可以为我们完成了一切。
And we still have nothing.
我们仍然是一无所有。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it is very, very important.
这是非常非常的重要。
Important for us,
对我们而言非常重要。
That we, in this way, can apprehend, appropriate that objective truth of the death of Christ into our subjective experience in life.
我们要找到一条路，可以使那个在外面客观为我们完成的事实今天成为我们里面主观的经历。
There is a hymn I like very much.
有一首我非常喜欢的诗歌。
It is called The Cross of Christ.
它被称作基督的十字架。
I will just read to you the first verse.
我要和大家读第一节。
Though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born.
基督谁能迁探降生于伯利恒？
If he is not born in thee, thy soul is still forlorn.
若他没有降生在你的心中，你仍然没有得救。
The cross in Golgotha will not save thy soul.
在哥哥他的十架不能拯救你。
The cross in thine own heart only can make thee whole.
唯有在你心中的十架能够使你完全。
O cross of Christ, I take thee into this heart of mine.
哦，基督的十字架，我接你到我心中。
To help me die to my own self.
来帮助我向我自己死。
And rise to thy life divine.
并且向你复活的生命起来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here in this hymn it says,
在这首诗歌他说道,
Christ can be born in Bethlehem to 1,000 times.
基督可以千次的降生在伯利恒城。
But if he is not born in you,
但是若他没有生在你里面,
you still don't have anything.
我们仍然是一无所有。
The cross in Golgotha,
在哥哥他的十字架,
cannot save you.
不能救我们。
It is the cross that is in you that saves you.
唯有在我们里面的十字架能够救我们。
So the refrain is, O cross of Christ.
所以副歌他说到，哦，基督的十字架。
I take you into my heart.
我接你到我心中。
To deliver me, to help me to die to my own self.
来拯救我，帮助我向自己死。
That I might rise up to live in life divine.
好叫我能够起来活出你复活的生命。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
unless the death of Christ becomes a reality in us,
除非基督的死在我们里面成为一个实际,
unless his cross is not only planted in Golgotha, but is being planted in our heart,
除非他的十字架不仅仅是种在加略山上，并且他今天也根植在我们心里。
Even though great things has been done,
即便是神完成了奇妙伟大的事情。
And yet we receive nothing.
我们可能仍然一无所得。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so far as we are concerned,
就着我们而言,
it is most important.
这是最重要的。
I cannot emphasize this more.
我不可能过分地强调。
It is extremely essential.
这是非常非常基本的。
That we do not look at the death of our Lord Jesus as a death in past history.
我们不应该仅仅看耶稣基督的死是在过去历史中的事情。
You know one thing?
我们知道一件事。
In the book of Quran,
在可兰经中,
with Islam,
在伊斯兰教里,
they can recognize Jesus as the Son of God.
他们可以承认或者认出耶稣是神的儿子。
But never once in Quran is the death of Christ being mentioned.
但是在可兰经里面 耶稣基督的死一次都没有提及。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the death of our Lord Jesus is a principal element of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣基督的死乃是耶稣基督福音中一个最主要的成分。
But just by acknowledging the fact of his death,
但是仅仅的承认他死的事实，
even understand the value of his death,
甚至我们领会了他死的价值，
if we have not received his death into us,
若是我们没有将他的死接受到我们里面来，
that his death be our death,
使他的死成为我们的死，
nothing is being done.
在我们里面仍然一无所成。
Now who want, who long for death?
谁会渴望死呢？
We long for life.
我们渴慕生命。
But only when our eyes are open.
但是唯有当我们的眼睛得开。
And see the value of his death.
并且看见他死的价值。
Then we will long that his death be our death.
我们才会渴慕要他的死成为我的死。
So the Apostle Paul here says,
所以在这里使徒保罗说道，
Oh, that I may be conformed to his death.
Oh, 让我能够被磨成他的死。
You know, in the Chinese Bible, we use another translation.
在中文圣经里面，这个磨成是另外一个翻译。
We translate it as 效法 as imitate.
我们把它翻译作效法，就是模仿他的死。
But when you think of imitate,
但是当我们想到这个模仿效法的时候，
you think it is something done outwardly.
我们会认为这是一个在外面做成的事。
Just like the children, they know how to imitate.
我们可以看见像孩子一样，他们知道如何来模仿效法。
So we older people need to be very careful.
所以我们年长的人呢，需要非常的留心。
Because they have this instinct to imitate.
因为他们有这个模仿的本能。
Imitation is not real.
模仿并不是那个实际。
Outwardly, they can imitate exactly alike.
在外面他可以模仿的一模一样。
But inwardly, it is all different.
但是在里面全然不同。
They are still children.
他们还是个孩子。
They haven't grown up yet.
他们并没有长成。
But they can talk like grown up.
但是他们可以像成人一样说话。
They can act like grown up.
他们好像大人一样行动。
But you know, when such things happened,
但是我们知道当有一些事发生的时候，
It is laughable.
这是很有趣可笑的。
The Bible used the word conform.
圣经乃是用磨成这个字。
Now even though this word is translated in English, sometimes imitate some version conform.
虽然这个字从原文翻成英文的时候，有的时候是用磨成，有的时候是用效法。
But conform gives you the idea of something happened within.
但是这一个磨成给我们一个意念，就是在里面发生了一件事。
Here is a form.
这里有一个模子。
And you are to be conformed to that form.
我们要被磨成那个模子的那个样子。
Here is a mold.
这里有一个模型。
It is already there.
它已经在那里。
It is a perfect mold.
它乃是一个完美无瑕的模型。
How are you going to multiply?
我们怎样使它增多呢？
You pour into that mold.
我们把自己倒进那一个模型里。
And when it comes out, it is exactly the same.
当它出来的时候，就和那个模型完全一样。
So you find conform is something inward.
所以我们可以看见磨成乃是在里面的一件事。
It is not just taking something upon you.
并不是 把外面的一件事加在我自己身上。
It is something that you enter in and it comes out the same.
它乃是一件我们把我们自己进入那个里面，然后出来的时候就一模一样。
In other words, to be conformed to his death is to be like his death.
换句话说，磨成他的死就是与他的死一样。
What his death means is what our death means.
他的死是什么意思？那么我的死就是那个意思。
All the values of his death is ours.
他死所有的价值也成为我的。
It is something that happened within us.
那是发生在我们里面的一件事情。
And that's the reason why you find Romans chapter 8.
这是为什么在罗马书第八章我们看见。
God's eternal purpose is that we may be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
神呢，永远的旨意乃是要将我们磨成他爱子的形象。
We are to be conformed to the image of His Son's death.
我们乃是要被磨成他儿子死的那个形象。
That we may be conformed.To the image of his son's life.
我们要被磨成他儿子那个生命的形象。
That we may take up all the inner character of our Lord Jesus.
我们可以取得我们主耶稣基督里面所有的性格。
That we may be like him.
好使我们能够像他。
This is the will of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
But you find that we have to be conformed to his death.
但是我们看见，我们必须要被磨成他的死。
Let his death put to death everything that is not of his son.
让他的死使所有不是神儿子的事物都被置于死地。
His death put everything that is dead to death.
他的死把所有是死亡的事物都置于死地。
Things that need to die.
所有必须死的事物。
Everything that is not of God.
每一件不属于神、不出于神的事物。
That cannot return to God.
不能归给神的事物。
It has to put into death.
都必须要置于死地。
And this is what the death of our Lord Jesus has done.
这是我们主耶稣基督的死为我们所做成的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，This morning we would like to share together how to be conformed to His death.
今天早晨我们要来交通如何能够被磨成他的死。
His death is an eternal reality.
他的死乃是一个永远的实际。
But how much of His death?Is real in our lives.
但是他的死在我们的生命生活里面有多少实际呢？
How far have we been conformed to his death?
我们已经被磨成他的死到什么程度了呢？
And this is something that we need to be before the Lord.
这是我们在主面前我们需要来思想的。
Before we Do this.
在我们谈到这个之前
I think we would like to relate a few principles.
我们先要讲到几个原则
With these principles, we will be able to be conformed to his death.
借着这些原则，我们能够被磨成他的死。
First of all,
首先
in every spiritual thing,
在每一个属灵的事物中
，We need revelation.
我们需要启示
，Because spiritual things are way beyond us.
因为属灵的事是远超过我们。
The natural man does not understand the things of God.
天然属血气的人是不能领会神的事情。
They think that it is folly.
他们认为是愚拙的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，So far as we ourselves are concerned,
当就我们而言
，We can never understand anything spiritual.
我们永不可能领会任何属灵的事情。
You may be the wisest person in the world.
我们可能是世界上最聪明的人。
You may be able to understand everything under the sun.
我们可能可以明白在日光之下所有的事情。
But when you come to spiritual things, is a block.
但是来到属灵的事物面前，我们发现了。我们有一个阻隔。
So you find in all spiritual things we need revelation.
所以我们看见所有属灵的事物，我们都需要启示。
We need God to reveal to us.
我们需要求神向我们启示。
It is very humbling.
这是叫我们降卑的。
But this is where we are.
但是这却是我们所是的。
This is real.
这是真实的。
Do not think that by your own cleverness you can enter into spiritual reality.
我们不要认为借着自己的聪明，我们可以进入属灵的实际。
So first of all, we need revelation.
所以首先我们需要启示。
We need God to reveal.The death of Christ to us.
我们需要神向我们启示基督的死。
Otherwise, we will not appreciate His death.
要不然我们就不会感激并且欣赏他的死。
What has His death to do with me?
他的死和我有什么关系呢？
I don't want to die.
我不愿意死。
I want to live.
我要活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
one day God opens our eyes.
当有一天神开我们的眼睛,
you begin to see how precious, valuable is His death.
我们开始看见他的死是何等的宝贵, 何等的有价值。
This is the only way to our salvation.
这是我们达到我们救恩的唯一道路。
This is the only way that will lead us back to the fullness of God.
这是引我们回到父神丰满里面的唯一道路。
And when you receive such revelation,
当我们接受了这样的启示的时候,
then you will begin to appreciate His death.
我们要开始为着他的死感激。并且欣赏。
The more He reveals the value of the death of Christ to you.
越多的启示，基督的死对我们就越有价值。
The more you long to know His death.
我们就越多的会渴慕他的死。
So I believe, first of all,
所以我相信首先的。
In order to be conformed to His death,
为要能够磨成他的死,
we need a revelation of the value of His death.
我们需要对于他死的价值有一个启示。
Then, secondly,
第二,
everything that is from God,
凡是从神出来的每一件事,
is grace.
都是恩典。
God is the God of grace.
神乃是恩典的神。
He gives us everything.
他将万有赐给我们。
He prepares everything.
他为我们预备了万有。
And then He gives it to us.
他就将万有赐给我们。
So you find that it is grace.
所以我们看见这乃是恩典。
Grace is given freely to all.
恩典乃是白白的赐给所有的人。
Grace does not choose whom to give.
恩典不是有选择的来赐给某个人。
Grace gives freely.
恩典乃是白白的赐下。
It never charges anything.
它从来不要求付任何的代价。
But because it is grace.
但是因着它是恩典。
Therefore, the only way to receive grace is by faith.
所以要领受恩典 他唯一的道路乃是借着相信信心。
If you want to receive grace through any other means, you won't get it.
若是你用任何其他的方法想要得着恩典，我们是得不着的。
The more you try, the more you reject grace.
我们越努力要去得着它，我们就越多的拒绝了恩典。
So you find that to be conformed to his death requires faith.
所以我们看见了，要被磨成他的死，我们需要信心。
Now, what is faith?
那么什么是信心呢？
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
在希伯来书第十一章第一节。
I like the translation of David.
我喜欢达比的翻译。
Because I feel that it really shows you the picture.
因为我感觉呢，他实在把那一幅图画呈现在我们面前。
Now, what is faith?
什么是信心呢？
Faith is the substantiating of the things.
信就是能够实化我们所盼望的那一件事情。
The conviction of the things unseen
是未见之事的确据。
I think this is the, I won't say a definition, but explanation of what faith is.
我要说这个定义。和信心的那个解释。
There is something there.
那里有一件事物。
But how can you make that something to be your own experience?
那么我们怎么样能够遇见那件事情，使它成为我的经验呢？
You need faith.
我们需要信心。
Here is a podium.
在这里有一个讲台。
It is here.
它在这里。
Before we came to this conference.
在我们没有来到这个特会中的时候。
Before we enter into this hall.
我们没有进入这个聚会厅中。
This podium is already here.
这个讲桌已经在这里。
It is a fact.
这是一个事实。
An accomplished fact.
这是一个完成的事实。
Then you enter in through the door.
然后我们从门进来。
And immediately you see this podium.
立刻我们就看见了这个讲桌。
And by seeing this,
我们看见它。
Actually, you receive it into yourself.
实际上呢，我们是把它接到我们里面来。
It becomes an experience to you.
对我来讲，就变成一个经历。
This podium is not only outside of you.
这一个讲座不仅在我们之外。
Because you see it, you substantiate it into your being.
因为我看见了它，所以我把它实化在我自己的里面。
Here is a substance.
这里有一个物质实体。
It's there.
它已经在那里。
Whether you are here or not.
不论你在不在这里。
It is already here.
它已经在这里了。
But when you come in.
当我们进来。
Because you have eyes to see.
因为我们有眼睛可以看见。
Your eye substantiates this substance to be your experience.
我们的眼睛把这个实体就实化变成我的经历。
But suppose a blind person.Enter this room.
但是假设有一个人他是瞎眼的进到这个厅中。
He cannot see this podium.
他不能看见这一个桌子。
And when people tell him there is a podium there.
人告诉他说那里有一个桌子。
He say no, there is none.
他说不，没有。
Because I can see it.
因为我看不见他。
Now his not seeing it does not eliminate this podium.
并不因着他看不见就使这个桌子不在这里。
But because he cannot see it, he cannot enjoy it.
但是因着他看不见，他就不能享受它。
He and this podium are apart.
他和这个讲桌呢是分开的。
It is by seeing that make these things into one.
借着看见使这两件事情成为一。
And that is what faith is.
这乃是信心所示的。
Christ died 2,000 years ago.
基督在2000年以前死了。
It is a fact.
这是一个事实。
The value of that death is eternal.
那个死的价值乃是永远的。
It always there, it never changes.
它一直在那里，永不改变。
But when you come to the cross of Christ,
但是当你我来到基督的十架面前
，and when you lift up the eyes of faith,
当我们举起信心的眼睛
，then you find the value of his death comes.Into your being.
我们就会看见他死的价值就进到我的里面。
And you are saved.
我们就得救了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
in order to be conformed to his death,
为要磨成他死的样式
we need faith.
我们需要信心。
We need to believe what God has already done in Christ Jesus.
我们需要来相信神在耶稣基督里所完成的。
We need to look away from everything.
我们要从把眼目从其他的事物转过来。
And we need to look away from our feeling.
我们需要从我们的感觉出来。
We need to look away from our own reasoning.
我们要从我们自己的理由出来。
And by faith, look unto Jesus.The author and finisher of our faith.
借着信心仰望我们的主耶稣基督，他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
And that's the way you receive his death.
这乃是我们来得着领受他死的道路。
By faith you believe his death is your death.
借着信，我们相信他的死。是我的死。
And then, thirdly,
第三
in order to be conformed,
为要能够磨成
you have to be first deformed.
我们首先要被拆毁。
You know, we have an old form.
我们知道我们都有自己的样子。
And we have that old Adamic form.
我们都有那个老亚当的样子。
And we have...That for a long time.
我们有这个样子已经很久了。
And in order to be conformed to the death of Christ,
为要被磨成基督死的样子
you have to be deformed to be melted first.
我们首先要被融化，变成失去我们原来的样子。
So therefore, there should be a breaking down.
所以在我们里面应该要有一个破碎
in order that we may be poured into the mold
好使我们能够被倒进这个模子里
and that's the reason why there's certain sufferings involved
这是为什么会有一些的苦难临到我们
you know the apostle Paul
我们知道使徒保罗
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10
在腓立比书第三章十节
He said to know him
他说到使我认识他
How do I know him?
我们怎么能认识他呢
In what substantial way can I know him?
在什么实际的方式中我能够认识他
He said to know the power of his resurrection.
他说晓得他复活的大能。
Our brother has already shared with us.
我们弟兄已经为我们分享了。
Our Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
我们的主他是复活是生命。
And there is such power in that resurrection life.
在他复活的生命里有如此大的能力。
Because resurrection is life out of death.
因为复活乃是从死里起来。
Resurrection is life entering into death.
复活乃是生命进入死亡。
Rob death of his power.
掳掠了死和他的权势
and come out of death.
然后从死里面出来。
Now that is resurrection.
那乃是复活。
There is no power greater than the power of resurrection.
没有比复活的能力更大的能力。
So in order to know him,
所以为要认识他
we need to know the power of his resurrection.
我们需要认识他复活的大能。
We know his life is in us.
我们知道他的生命在我们里面。
And his life is so dynamic.
这一个生命是何等样的有能力。
This life within us is able to do anything.
这个生命在我们里面有活力，能够做任何的事情。
We need to know Christ.In his resurrection.
我们需要在基督复活的里面来认识他。
I sometimes wonder.
有的时候我稀奇。
Why does Paul put it this way?
为什么保罗要这样说？
If it's left to me.
若是让我来说的话。
Probably my theology will be.
可能我的神学就这样说。
To know him.
来认识他。
And to know his death.
并且认识他的死
that I may know the power of his resurrection.
好叫我能够认识他复活的大能。
But Paul does not say it.
但是保罗却不是这样说。
He said to know the power of his resurrection.
他说晓得他复活的大能。
Before to be conformed to his death.
在我能够被磨成他死之前。
Why?
为什么呢？
Without Knowing the power of his resurrection.
若是不知道他复活的大能
we dare not be conformed to his death.
我们不敢被磨成他的死。
Because death involves suffering.
因为死里面有受苦。
We have to share with the suffering.Of Christ.
我们要与他一同，与基督一同受苦。
Of course, we cannot share with his suffering of atoning death.
当然，我们不可能在他救赎的苦难中与他一同受苦。
Because on the cross, he died for us and for our sins.
因为在十字架上。他为我们和我们的罪而死。
There he tread the wine press alone.
在那里，他独自的踩那愤怒的酒榨。
We have no part in it.
我们无份。
All we need is to receive what he has done for us.
我们所需要的乃是接受。他为我们所完成的一切。
But there is another part of his suffering.
但是他受苦还有另外一部分。
When he was a man on earth.
当他在地上做人的时候。
Even though he was sinless.
虽然他是完全无罪的。
And yet as a man.
然而作为一个人。
He was tempted in all things.
他在凡事上也受过试探。
Without sin.
却没有犯罪。
As a man, his will is perfect.
作为人，他的意志也是完全的。
But he has to lay down his own will.
但是他必须要舍下他自己的意志。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
他说，不照我的意思，愿意你的旨意成全。
He said, my time does not belong to me.
他说，我的时间不在我的手中。
Your time is always ready.
你们的时候总是方便的。
You can do anything you want to.
你可以照着你所要的做任何事情。
But I cannot.
但是我不能。
I'm a bond slave to God.
我对神来讲，我是个奴仆。
There's suffering there.
在那里有受苦。
He suffer because he's different.
他因着他不同，他受苦。
He suffer because he does not belong to this world.
他受苦是因着他不属于这个世界。
He suffered for righteousness' sake.
他受苦是为着义的缘故。
He suffered for love's sake.
他受苦是为着爱的缘故。
And this is the part of his suffering that God calls us into fellowship.
这个受苦乃是神呼召我们进去与他一同交通。
By fellowshipping with his suffering, we are being conformed to his death.
借着与他一同受苦，交通与他的苦难，我们就被磨成他的死。
So without knowing the power of his resurrection.
所以若是不晓得他复活的大能，
we dare not and we cannot be conformed to his death.
我们不敢也不能被磨成他的死。
There is a certain amount of the power of his resurrection we have to know first.
在他复活大能里面有相当一部分我们需要先认识。
Then we can have fellowship with his suffering.
然后我们才能够交通于他的苦难。
And being conformed to his death.
并且磨成他的死。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
let us now be ready to apply these principles.
让我们愿意来运用这些原则。
So far as our being saved is concerned,
就着我们得救来说,
I think we do not need to go over it in details.
我想我们不需要再仔细的来说了。
Because before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
因为在我们相信主之前,
we were all proud of ourselves.
我们都以自己为骄傲。
We thought that we are righteous.
我们认为自己是义的。
That we could go to God on our own merits.
我们可以借着自己的功行来到神的跟前。
If I do not go to heaven, heaven will be empty.
若是我不上天堂，那天堂就没有人在那里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you may not say it, but you mean it.
你可能呢，从来没有这样说过，但是心里事实是这样。
That's why you feel you do not need the Savior.
这是为什么我们感觉自己不需要救主。
So what the Holy Spirit does,
所以圣灵所做的工作，
He has to break us down first.
他首先要把我们破碎。
When the Holy Spirit shall come,
当圣灵来了，
He will demonstrate to the world,
他要向世界显示，
of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
要叫他们为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。
Of sin, because they do not believe in Christ Jesus.
为了罪，乃是因着他们不信耶稣基督。
Of righteousness, because he, our Lord, has gone to the Father.
为着义，乃是因着我们的主耶稣已经回到父那里去。
Of judgment, because the God of this world is judged.
为审判，是因着这世界的王已经受了审判。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
First the Holy Spirit has to break us down.
首先圣灵先要破碎我们。
He will touch our conscience.
他要摸着我们的良心。
To create within us a guilty conscience.
在我们里面创造一个有罪的感觉。
For sin,Because we do not believe in Christ Jesus.
为了罪，因着我们不信主耶稣基督。
The greatest sin in the world is to reject Christ Jesus.
这世上最大的罪乃是拒绝基督耶稣。
Because Christ Jesus is the love of God that extends to mankind.
因为基督耶稣乃是神的爱临到人类。
The greatest sin is rejecting the love of God.
最大的罪乃是拒绝神的爱。
Of righteousness.
为着义。
Because our Lord has returned to the Father.
因为我们的主已经回到父那里去。
He is the only one who has the right to be in the presence of God.
他乃是唯一的那一位有权利可以站在父 父神的跟前。
This is righteousness.
这乃是公义。
Do we have such righteousness?
我们有没有这样的义呢？
You may be have righteousness to stand before man.
我们可能可以站在人面前是个义人。
But to stand before God requires a righteousness that nobody has.
但是要站在神面前要求一个我们没有一个人有的那个公义。
Absolute right.
那是绝对的对。
Otherwise you will be smitten to death.
要不然我们就立刻被击杀。
Oh, our Lord Jesus has that righteousness.
哦，我们的主耶稣他有这样的义。
He is the righteous one who is by the side of God the Father.
他乃是在神就是父的边上那一位义者。
He is the standard of righteousness.
他乃是公义的标准。
We don't have that.
我们没有。
Of judgment.
就是审判。
Because even the whole world will be judged.
因为就是全世界都要受审判。
And all that are in the world will be judged.
并且在世上的一切都要受审判。
And you are no exception.
你我都不例外。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Then we begin to realize,
那么我们就开始明白。
Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
我们的义好像污秽的破布一样。
That cannot cover our nakedness before God.
不能在神面前遮蔽我们的赤身露体。
Only then will we cry out, How can I be saved?
唯有当我们呼求说我如何能得救呢？
And then it pleases God to reveal his son to you.
然后我们看见神乐意将他的儿子启示给我们。
Look and live.
我们望就活了。
By faith you receive the grace of God.
借着信心我们得着了神的恩典。
And you are saved.
我们就得救了。
And you find that his death has taken away your sins.
然后我们要看见他的死把我们的罪除去了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So, when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
所以当我们相信了主耶稣,
you take the first step to be conformed.To his death.
我们对于摩城他的死已经走了第一步。
You receive his death as bearing your sins on his body.
我们已经接受了他的死，就是他死已经背负了我们的罪在他的身上。
Now we said yesterday.
昨天我们已经说到
that the cross stands between the world.And you.
十字架站在世界和我的中间。
The cross separates us from the world.
十字架使我们与世界分开。
We are in the world.
我们在世界中。
But we are not of the world.
然而我们却不属这世界。
Because God has already called us out of the world.
因为神已经将我们从世界中招出来。
Today we are strangers, sojourners on this earth.
今天我们在世上乃是客旅，是寄居的。
We are all aliens in a foreign land.
我们好像在外国是一个外国人。
We are traveling, journeying towards our own country.
我们乃是在这里旅行，经过这地，向着我们自己的家乡而去。
That is what we are.
这是我们所示的。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
After we are saved,
当我们得救以后，
Do we still love the world?
我们是否仍然爱世界呢？
We are not even conscious of what the world as a system under Satan really is.
我们甚至没有意识到，不觉察这个世界乃是在撒旦的控制底下的一个系统。
We have no desire to be saved from this evil age.
我们甚至也没有一个渴慕能够从这邪恶的世代中被拯救出来。
The Bible said, "Do not be conformed to this world."
圣经告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界。
The world is also a mold.
这个世界也是一个模子。
It is a system of form.
它是一个系统，一个形式。
It gathers up everything in this world into a giant system.
它把这个世上所有的事物集合起来，进入这个大的系统。
And it is under the rule of Satan, the adversary of God.
而这个系统乃是在神的仇敌，就是世界的王撒旦的统治之下。
We are in the world.
我们在世界中。
But thank God, He has delivered us.
但是感谢神，他拯救了我们。
We are not of the world.
我们却不属这个世界。
We are a heavenly people upon this earth.
我们乃是一般属天的子民，住在地上。
We are different.
我们不同。
We are separated.
我们乃是被分别的。
We are holy nation.
我们乃是圣洁的国度。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But do we realize that?
我们是否领会了这个？
Do we realize that the world crucified our Lord?
我们是否明白世界将我们的主钉在十字架上？
How can we be friend of this world?
我们怎能与这世界为友呢？
How can we even expect the world to love us?
我们怎么能够期望这世界来爱我们呢？
How can we followThe trend, the current of the world.
我们怎么能够来跟随这世界的潮流和风气呢？
Do not be conformed to the world.
不要被磨成这个世界的样子。
Do not squeeze yourself.
不要来压缩自己。
You are too big.
我们太大了。
You are too dignified.
我们太尊贵。
You are a child of God.
我们乃是神的儿女。
You try to squeeze yourself into this mold, the fashion of this world.
我们常常呢，想要压缩自己，把自己放在这世界的模子里，来跟随这个潮流。
Oh, do not be conformed to this world.
哦，不要被磨成这个世界的样子。
But be transformed.By the renewing of your mind,
而要心意更新，而变化。
That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
好叫我们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
I want to say a word to the young people.
我要对年轻人说一些话。
We older people.Sometimes try to tell the younger ones.
我们年纪大的人有的时候对年轻人说，
Do not love the world.
不要爱世界。
Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
因为你爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了。
Do not love the world and the things of the world.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life.
就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Oftentimes, our young people will say,
许多时候我们看见年轻人得救了。
You will say,
年轻人会这样说，
You have already tasted the world.
你已经尝过世界的滋味。
So it is easy for you to say.
所以对你们来讲说很容易。
But to us,
但是对我们，
the world is a new continent.
这个世界对我们来讲还是一个新大陆。
We want to explore.
我们要去探险。
And we want to know exactly what it is.
我们要去知道世界到底是怎么回事。
Until we suffer enough.
直到我们受够了苦。
Then,We will not be conformed to this world.
然后呢，我们就不要效法这个世界。
To tell a young person in the Lord.
去告诉一位在主里的年轻人。
Do not have a vision of what the world really is.
不要对这个世界有一个的雄心，有一个看法。
No, if a young person does not have a vision of what the world really is,
若是一个年轻人对于这个世界没有一个意向，知道它的真相的话
，You know the God of this world has blinded our eyes.
我们知道这世界的王弄瞎了我们的眼睛。
He made us see the world as a mirage.
他让我们看这个世界，好像看见一个海市蜃楼一样。
You see water.
我们好像看见水了。
You rush to it.
我们就冲到那里去。
But it is not water.
但是它却不是水。
It is salt.
它乃是盐。
It cannot quench your thirst.
它不可能止渴的。
Therefore, in the early days, many, when they go to the west, they die.
那是为什么在早期许多的移民往西部来的时候，他们死在路上
？It's a mirage.
那不过是一个幻象。
But you don't see it.
但是我们却看不出来。
You love it.
我们还爱他。
What can you do?
我们能怎么办呢？
Prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
要查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
When we tell young people,
当我们告诉年轻人
，love the will of God,
要爱神的旨意
，prove it in your life,
在我们的生命生活中来验证它。
You ask the young people,
我们要求年轻人
，what is the will of God?
我们问他们什么是神的旨意
，and the reply is,
他们的回答是
，anything that is against me.Is the will of God.
所有反对我的都是神的旨意。
No wonder they don't love the will of God.
难怪我们不能爱神的旨意。
How can you force them to love the will of God?
我们怎么能够强迫他们来爱神的旨意呢？
Impossible.
不可能的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How can you be conformed to the death of Christ?
我们怎么能被磨成基督的死呢？
In relation to the world,
在与世界的关系上。
That's where consecration is so important.
这是为什么奉献是那样的重要。
The first thing after a person is saved,
当一个人得救以后的第一件事。
When he is still in the first love,
当他仍然在那起初的爱中。
That's the time.To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
应该有一个时候，我们将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
Lord, this is redeemed by you.
主啊，这是被你救赎回来的。
I have no right to live for myself.
我没有权利为我自己来活了。
Willingly, voluntarily.Gladly, I give myself to you.
甘愿的，我自愿的，我甘心情愿、喜乐的，把自己献给你。
I give up all my rights.
我放弃我自己一切的权利。
I hand myself over to you.
我将我自己交给你。
Now, you are my Lord.
现在你是我的主。
You can use my body,
你可以
my all, in whatever you want to.
你可以用我的身体，用我的一切，照着你的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
have you so given yourself to the one who loves you so much?
你有没有将你自己交给奉献给那一位如此爱你的。
Do you keep back anything from him?
我们有没有为自己保留任何事呢？
If you do this,
若是你如此行,
the Holy Spirit will transform, will renew your mind.
圣灵就要来更新, 来改变你的心思意念。
Your mind formerly was set towards the world.
以前我们的心意乃是在世上。
Now you find your mind is renewed to set upon God.
现在我们发现我们的心意被更新了，是定在神的身上。
When this happened,
当这个发生，
it is easy not to be conformed to the world.
那么要不被磨成这世界的样式就变得容易了。
It is easy to prove the acceptable, good and perfect will of God.
要查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意就成为容易的。
Look at Paul.
我们看保罗。
In Philippians chapter 3,
在腓立比书第三章，
He said, what I boast of before.
他说以往我认为可夸的，
what I sought before.
以往我所寻求的，
what I was proud of before.
以前我引以为傲的，
now I consider this as dross.
现在我把它都当作有损的，
it's a loss to me.
这对我来讲是一个损失，
because these keep me away from Christ.
因为这些拦阻我得着基督。
Now I turn my mind to know Christ.
现在我转向我的心意归向基督。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
以认识我主耶稣基督作为至宝。
What can be compared with this?
有什么能与这个相比呢？
Oh, brothers and sisters, young people.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
It breaks my heart.
这叫我的心伤痛。
To see young people who are redeemed by the Lord.
看见年轻人是被主所买赎回来的。
And yet captured by the world.
然而却被世界掳去。
May God have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
We can apply this to every aspect of the death of our Lord Jesus.
我们可以把这个运用在我们主耶稣基督死的每一方面。
How many of God's people are contented to live in the outer court?
有多少神的儿女们以住在外院为满足？
As long as I'm saved,
只要我得救了，
even if only my 2 feet will be just behind the door of heaven, I am happy.
只要我的脚呢站在进门的最近的地方，我已经够快乐了。
But is God happy?
但是神能够喜乐吗？
How many of God's people
有多少神的儿女
are contented by serving in the holy place?
他们已在圣所里面侍奉作为满足。
Work, Christian work.
做工就是基督教的工作。
Work for God.
为神做工。
This is their life.
这就是他们的生活。
Is that all?
那就是全部了吗？
Is God satisfied?
神是否满足了呢？
Does God need you to serve Him?
神难道需要你我来为他做工吗？
Does He lack anything?
他是否有什么缺少呢？
How many of God's people really desire to live behind the veil?
有多少神的儿女真正的渴慕能够住在幔内呢？
To commune with him.
与他交通。
To gaze upon his face.
来注视他的容颜。
To worship him at his feet.
在他脚前敬拜。
To listen to his voice.
来听他的声音。
That they may go out and bring the glad tidings to the world.
然后他们可以出去向世界传福音。
The veil is rent.
这幔子已经裂开。
Christ has died.
基督已经死了。
The way to the holiest is open.
到至圣所的路已经开通了。
Why remain outside?
为何还留在外面呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We are here to satisfy God's heart.
我们在这里是为叫神的心得着满足。
If God's heart is not satisfied,
若是神的心没有满足，
No matter how satisfied we are,
不论我们多么满意，
It is not enough.
这都不够。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How far have we been conformed to his death?
我们被磨成他的死到什么地步呢？
It is true. It takes time.
确实，这需要时间。
You do not become spiritual at a second.
我们不可能在一秒钟之内就成为属灵的人。
We need to press on.
我们需要竭力的奔跑。
Press on towards the goal.
我们向着标杆直跑，
and being conformed to his death,
并且被磨成他的死，
that we may arrive at our resurrection from among the dead,
好叫我们也得以从死里复活。
One day when our Lord shall come back,
有一天当我们的主回来，
we shall be resurrected,
我们都要复活。
And we shall reign with him.
我们要与他一同作王。
There we shall see his face daily.
我们每天都要见他的面。
And there we serve him forever.
在那里，我们要永永远远侍奉他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
We thank thee because it is thy good pleasure to reveal thy Son in us.
我们感谢你，因为你乐意将你的儿子启示在我们里面。
O Lord, reveal thy Son in us.
哦，主啊，求你将你的儿子充满我们。
That we may know him.
好使我们能够认识他，
and the power of his resurrection,
并且晓得他复活的大能，
that we may have fellowship with his sufferings,
我们能够交通于他的苦难，
being conformed to his death,
被磨成他的死，
that we may partake in that our resurrection from among the dead,
好使我们也能够同享从死里复活。
And it is all for thy sake.
这都是为着你的缘故。
Bless thy people, O Lord.
主啊，求你祝福你的百姓。
Rescue us from everything that is outside of you.
救我们脱离那一切在你之外的事物。
Bring us into the fullness that is in Christ.
带我们进入你的在基督里的丰满。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。阿门。